This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
I have a new favorite Giant, and I'm not ashamed to say it. His name is Rafael Devers.
And that's what life's about.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Is he still your favorite Giant? You see his rope last night?
Yeah.
It was only a single, but boy, he put some wood on that one.
I thought of you last night. I know that sounds weird, but I went to Sacramento. It was 96 degrees as I pulled up in the driveway. And I turn on that game, like the Bay, it had to be at least 68, 70 degrees, no more. But you can see the uniforms, the wind. Steiny, if I'm a hitter, again, I'm just throwing this out there. That was not Wrigley Field last night. Like, there is something to it. No excuses, nobody's making them. But just from the visual, I'm like, it's got to be. Like, I didn't think anybody was hitting one out last night. I'll just leave that there. Good pitch game by Roop, and the Giants get the dub. But, man, I got to believe the Phillies are like, when do we get out of here, man? Like, well, there's something there.
Evan brought something up before the show.
Uh-oh.
That I now
I missed it.
Have something to watch for the rest of the week before the All-Star break. And it's an interesting theory, and it's this. Remember how a month ago, a couple weeks ago, we're looking at the schedule. Oh, they didn't get enough done against the White Sox and the Marlins, et cetera, et cetera. And the Phillies and the Dodgers are coming in. So the teams they're losing to is a problem. Okay. Well, Evan said this today. You know, the Phillies and the Dodgers are in first place in their respective divisions.
Right.
So they're rolling. They're in good shape.
Phillies 6-4 in their last 10.
Evan thinks that it's possible that the Giants could take advantage of those two teams because they are looking forward to the break.
Mm.
Whereas the Giants just haven't gotten Chapman back and coming off a little bit of a tough week when they went 1-6, that these two teams might be the teams that the Giants want to play right now.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. So that's going to be monitored.
But again, Sanchez was filthy last night, the pitcher for the Phillies, and that was a hard-earned win, 3-1, and I expect that to be duplicated tonight and tomorrow afternoon. But as far as the Dodgers, they got their ass kicked by Milwaukee. They've lost 4 in a row. So, you know, what if that skid is at 6 when they come in here Friday? And then you put hands on them.
Remember, we've been through this.
We've been through
what
this.
Who had a 6-game losing streak?
The Dodgers, they got a 4-game losing streak.
But remember,
oh yeah,
this is what we always talk about.
Yeah.
Remember how in Andy Baggerly's story,
yeah, I got you.
They wanted to be 15 over by the break. They're 8 over, so that's out the window, but they are playing a lot better. There's no doubt about it. And speaking of the Giants, Landon Roop, who started last night, 5 gutsy innings. He's going to be on with Willard and Dibbs today at 2:30, Landon Roop. And, you know, I think when we looked at the Giants staff and looked at their 5 starters, I think essentially Birdsong and Roop are question marks heading into the second half of the season, along with Verlander. But Verlander is somebody who's been around such a long period of time, you feel like he'll eventually be better. But I'm starting to think that as of right now, Roop is their third, you know, he's their number three starter, and he's been very good lately. Yeah, so that's a good sign going into the second half.
And you look at the Phillies lineup, and it's no shocker that they're in first place. They got some hitters, right? Bryce Harper included, and I'm sitting there like, man, this is not going to be a walk in the park for Roop, Steiny. But I'm thinking the conditions also helped that you know both pitchers. But with that, he held them down to one run, and again, they got a big win. And if somehow they can maximize these next five games going into the break, bam! And I think they come out of the break. I know I'm getting far down the road. I believe in Toronto. I could be wrong. Thank you, Evan.
I can check that for you. Oh, Toronto's playing good baseball.
There's a couple teams playing good baseball right now.
My Angels.
Look at you.
Game or two under, but they're playing well, too.
I got early trivia for you and Evan.
Oh, God, I love it.
Okay, so Jim Valvano is one of my all-time favorite coaches, and they were doing a special on him on 4th of July. Steiny, I didn't know that they parted ways at the end. I thought he finished his tenure at NC State, but they made a change. They parted ways for Valvano. But do you and Evan know the acronym for the ESPYs?
Well, ESPYs is an acronym.
Yeah. Do you know what it is?
He just took a shot at you.
Wait, no. The award?
So it stands
the award
for
ceremony.
Something?
The ESPYs. What does the E stand for? SPY.
Well, it's entertainment and sports.
Wrong.
It's not sports. Sports Persons of the Year Award. I don't know. I actually don't know.
That's all I was looking at, Einstein. Well, that's all I wanted Evan to say is he didn't know. Well, I knew it was an acronym. I wanted to see if you guys knew what it meant. Thank you, Evan.
Stop.
You can't be wrong in life.
Something Sports Person of the Year.
That's
entertainment, entertainment sports person of the year.
That's a good try. Excellence in sports performance yearly. And I said, as I was watching in the lab, I didn't know that. And I thought if Evan and Steiny would know that if I laid it on you.
This was the one you said was on BET.
No, that was the player awards when they voted for Steph, the players.
Oh,
and he had got the unanimous MVP from the NBA, Evan. Yeah.
The NBA.
Yeah.
I heard you guys were talking about something fun yesterday.
Well, Evan and I are always fun.
Yep. Was there any dust ups?
No.
Oh.
We were good.
Oh, so do people then say to you,
Oh gosh.
Hey, I've noticed when Steiny's not in, you're really nice to Evan.
There's so many facets to my life and personality, Steiny, and when I get around and have the pleasure and benefit of old friends, you know, that old goo comes out. I'm in Modesto at my boy AP's barbecue, and he just comes up out of nowhere, Evan. He's grilling the chicken. Well, I'm having a good time. They got a margarita bar. I'm in heaven. And AP, my guy, goes, I don't like the way that guy talks to you. And I'm like, who? And I'm off the clock. I go, I got to defend you. I'm your Johnny Cochran. I'm like, AP. This is my guy.
You don't even get our station in Modesto.
Right. But he works in the Bay. But I don't know what to do, Evan.
Who's
I need
guy?
A disclaimer.
This is not relevant.
Aaron Posey. I went to third grade. We used to walk to school together in the third grade. We've been friends ever since. But what do I do, Evan?
I don't know. There was one thing yesterday, though. So we did a role play between Steve Kerr and Joe Lacob.
Oh.
And there was a text that came in that I saw that said there wasn't enough screaming. So people want it.
Yeah, I guess.
Get back to arguing now.
What do I do, Steiny? You were missed, but he didn't like it. I said, that's my guy, man.
So the one thing you were talking about was seeing somebody before they got
Evan
great?
Evan came out with it because I went to the Classic Saturday in Spadoni, and he had his beautiful daughter and son there. And Evan just out of nowhere, and it was so profound, the way it hit me was like, goo, have you seen a talent before they were supposed to be that one, And I'm being real, Steiny, 12 games of pods in college, not a bad player, but I never thought he could hold it down running point in the league. So pods and Eddie House were one for me.
Okay, so is it somebody you saw early and was like, that guy's going to be unbelievable? Or it's just somebody you saw and then you were like, oh, that guy's made it in the NBA and he's pretty good.
I think Evan would count the bucket for both of those because it was Evan's idea. But
so it's not about whether when you saw pods at Santa Clara, you thought to yourself, this guy's going to be a really good pro.
Right. But I didn't know.
Right.
You know what I mean? I'm being honest. But Evan, it's all, who was yours, Evan? He had saw.
Oh, Scooby.
Oh, yeah. He listed to him.
Yeah, Tarik Skubal.
Yeah.
But everyone knew he was good, but no one had any idea he would be the best. And I think that's kind of the point. It is up to the person, but like you look back and you're just thinking, wow, like, damn, I saw that guy.
Anybody for you, Steiny?
Yao Ming, probably. He played his first game in the United States in 2002.
So he hadn't been drafted.
No, he had been drafted, but
he's too old.
Hadn't been in the pros. And he was playing for the China national team, and they played the U.S. team in an exhibition right here in Oakland, the Bay Area, rather.
Steiny?
Yeah, and they got killed like 85-55. He had 13 and 11, and he had 6 blocks. And I remember thinking,
wow.
I remember hearing about him and thinking, well, here comes a guy that's not going to be any good. Just because,
like a stiff, right?
Yeah, just because that's what you always say about a guy like that you've never seen. And he was solid. He wasn't dominant because the team was not very good that he was playing on. But he kind of held his own. He was immense. He was big. He was so big, and he was.
So how many years after that would you say he was a household name?
Probably pretty shortly after that. I'm not sure what his rookie numbers were, but
I'm not mad at that.
You know, he was pretty good. He was pretty good. But the Giants, getting back to the Giants real quick, four fielder's choices last night. Yeah. Drove runs in.
No, I
forgot. And we were talking about the Phillies defense, which was not very good.
Oh, man.
What'd you think about the play Trey Turner made? Where had they gotten a double play, they could have gotten out of the inning.
Yeah, I didn't think you could. I think you weren't going to get a double.
You don't
play.
Think?
I don't think.
Well, you know,
I hit the rewind button. Like, did he, Steiny? I don't think that ball had enough mustard on it to get a double play. That's just me. Yeah. How did you look at it?
I thought he had a chance because there was he was pretty close to second. They might have had a shot. Yeah. I don't know if they would have. Who was the batter again? I forget. Up the middle. He went back towards second.
Jung-Hoo Lee?
Well, then they might not have gotten it.
Yeah. That's why I was like, man, that's asking too much.
Oh, in the eighth?
No. This was early when the Giants got their first run, I believe, in the second.
Was that Schmidt?
I think it was. Yes, it was. It was Casey Schmidt. That's exactly who it was. But that's how they got their first run, and that's how they got their second run, and then that's how they got their third run. But the Giants, they've turned it around since that tough week. And I'm
feeling better about, again, I have them, Steiny, making the wild card before Devers, now winning the series. And it's just not me just overreacting, but at some point this offense is going to go 4th of July, and it's going to carry this team. And if the pitching is still what it is, I think they got a Verlander problem. I'm not putting it all at his doorstep, but he's got to be better. The A's pounced on him Saturday. But I'm curious to see what Buster Posey thinks this team needs moving forward. Because if I were to ask you right now, you and Evan, how many moves did the Giants make at the break? And I said it at 2, would you go over or under?
I would go... Well, are we counting moves like Farhan used to make?
Well, additions.
Where they don't really register, but a new guy comes in here.
No, these are reinforcements, Donnie.
I'm going to say under.
Mm.
I feel like the Giants, in a way, are like the Warriors. They made their big move before the deadline.
Mm.
But if you're asking me what if they could go out and get a position, I'd have to go get a starter right now, more so than another bat, believe it or not.
Well, I'm not mad at that.
Because I still think they've got two legitimate question marks now in their rotation with Birdsong and with Verlander. And if I were to ask you, Goo, like, who are you more concerned about? The young guy who's never pitched this late into a season as we move forward, or Verlander, a pitcher who's pitched into this part of the season for 20 years but is getting up there, if you will?
Wow,
like,
man.
Who do you trust more the second half of the season, Birdsong or Verlander?
I'll say this. It's a tough question. I'm going to go you, boy. But I'm more worried about the OG that's got more than 100,000 miles on the odometer, and that's Verlander. You cannot beat Father Time. He's a power pitcher, Steiny, and when you lose your power or your fastball, you know, sometimes you can't regroup. So if you're going to tell me one of the young guys is dealing with somewhat of fatigue, they haven't been there in the deep part of the pool, I feel like they can figure that out. And you could also, and this goes for Verlander, have the offense kind of have your back too by giving you some leeway. But I'm just watching Verlander pitch down, and I don't feel like he's fooling anybody, even when he strikes dudes out. So hopefully I'm wrong, and it won't be either one of them. But Verlander is an issue. And right now, Steiny, he's got all the pedigree that comes with his name and his accolades. But when I'm up there watching him, I feel like I'm at the plate. I just feel like they're seeing him well. And the longer he goes, maybe he can make the adjustment to the adjustment. But to answer your question, it could be in motor mouth, is Verlander.
Let me ask you a question that doesn't have anything to do with anything.
Why am I wearing a sweater in summertime?
No.
I'm getting a lot of that.
First of all, the heat wave's not starting until tomorrow.
You're right.
So you're fine.
Oh, is there a heat wave?
Yeah, apparently we're going to get some real volatile temperatures in the next week or so, but it's going to start out hot.
Well, ball might be flying out at the yard then
tomorrow.
This
well, the Giants are still playing there, so we'll see. But do you believe this from the text line?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Do you believe this? You ready?
Mm-hmm.
From the 650, I mailed Justin Verlander his rookie card before he became big, and he mailed it back to me signed. Great guy.
Come on, really?
Mushy 650?
Hold on. That's a hell of a random text. And if that really happened, I would like the 650 to pick up the phone, call us at 888-957-9570, and break that story down a little more in detail on what made him send it to Verlander. But if that really happened, it came back? That's incredible.
So let me get this straight.
Come on.
Verlander's at his home. What'd he start with, Detroit?
And how did he find where he lived at, though, too, Steiny?
Well, you could probably mail it to the team.
Okay, all right.
So let's say he mailed it to the team, and the way it usually goes, at least in the locker rooms I've been in, you know, you'll usually see some letters and stuff by guys' lockers, at least in the NBA. So I got to believe Verlander gets a bunch of letters and fan mail, and he opens up one, and there's a guy who sends him a rookie card.
All right.
And says, hey, Justin, you're my favorite player, one of my favorite players. Any chance you could sign this and get it back to me? And now I'm picturing Verlander thinking, of course I can do that. Let me find that envelope again to see where the return address is. What's this guy's name again? You know what? Sure, I'll do that.
It's pretty
dope. Then did he really go out and get a stamp?
Like that's, or he probably had somebody with the team.
You would think.
From the clubhouse.
You would think.
But just, man, I love that story, Stoudy, but, you know, in America, I'm skeptical. So if that person could, guy or gal can pick up the phone and call us, then I'll believe it.
That would make Justin Verlander somebody that, I would like a little bit more. Mm-hmm. Not that I don't like him. Yeah. I do like him. You know, I don't know about you. Did you guys ever do, Evan never did this. He's too young. Neither did any of those guys in there. Did anybody else ever do this where I used to send letters to pro teams telling them that I was a fan and that I would love for them to send me some souvenirs or some, what's it called? Swag, yeah. Team swag.
How'd that work out
for
you?
A lot of teams used to send back stuff.
Come on, man.
Like, I remember I sent every team, like, something. And I remember the Yankees sent me back a bumper sticker. And other teams, a lot of teams didn't send me anything, but some teams did.
I guess I got to ask, something to wear, like a T-shirt.
Not that big. It was more like a keychain, I think. And I definitely remember a bumper sticker, maybe a pennant. Stuff like that. But oh, we got the guy who sent Verlander.
All right, here we go.
Jose, how you doing, buddy?
All right, how are you guys doing? Long time listener, first time caller, huge fan. I love the both of you. Are you know that you guys make my day.
Great
but yeah,
story.
I've been a Tigers fan. I've been a Tigers fan since I was about 8 years old, and I was a big time car collector back in the day. So I bought a box of Bowman cards, and it was, I pulled a Verlander rookie. And I pulled it, I just had a feeling, and I was like, let me send this card to him and see if he sends it back. And I sent a lot of them to a lot of different players. And, of course, I sent him with the letter saying how big of a Tigers fan I am, and then a month later I get the card back. It's some of my closet. I can send you guys things if you don't believe it.
No, I believe you. Wow, Jose,
but you know what, just in case.
The world is a good place, man. So, that's awesome.
Now, let me ask you this, Jose. Did you match the autograph that was sent to you with a real Justin Verlander autograph? What, did it look the same?
It looked exactly the same. His autograph has changed since he was a rookie to now, I believe, but it's legit.
All right.
Wow, Jose. That's
thanks,
dope,
Jose.
Man.
All
hey,
right.
He's feeling pretty good about his team this year, too. Tigers.
Oh, the Tigers.
Yeah.
Championship coming soon.
415 saying, I'm 47 years old. I did this with Joe Montana, and he sent my card back autographed.
Now, I hadn't heard of these type of stories, but wow.
650, I have a Raider posted this. Tom Flores on it as the Raiders' first quarterback. I mailed it to his home after talking with him online, and he signed both pictures and sent it back. I gave him money to mail it back. I went to UOP.
Wow. Could you imagine if you did that to Steph right now? Any youngster listening? Because that guy will follow up. Well, what?
Sometimes you don't even ask. You don't even need to ask Steph for something. It'll just give you a signed jersey. You won't even have to ask him.
You could just rip him.
Wait a minute. I got to be honest about this. Are there more stories like this out there where –
I'm already shocked.
And I'm not talking about, oh my gosh, there's Steve Young. I'm going to go up and get his autograph. But
no, the old way, old school.
The idea of somebody taking time out of their day to do something for a fan they never met.
Dude.
I mean, I thought that went away.
That's incredible.
When my childhood went away.
Yeah. I can't believe you had the wherewithal to even write teams back in here? Like, where'd you get that from?
I don't think it was that uncommon. I almost want to say
I was a big fan. You know, I like some free stuff. I've been writing my tail off.
Yeah, I want to say that
this is
my
Darryl.
Friends would do it too. But I absolutely remember sending letters to a ton of pro teams, and some of them
that's pretty
got
dope.
Back.
That's, hey, Austin and San Jose, we're not doing that.
What?
You mean Montana didn't ask for money? Stop that. You know, they say Joe don't come out unless he gets the chicken study.
No, but we can, you know, if the story's true.
That was, Jose was, that
that's
was.
Pretty cool.
Wow,
of,
man.
But now, he wouldn't do it now, probably.
Now, what makes me cling to the story more is it could have been any pitcher. It was the rookie Verlander, and he just had a feeling.
Well, he was a fan. Remember, he was a big fan of
right.
And of course, there's always one of these in the crowd.
Oh, boy.
And some people would say often that person is me, but I'm not. I'm reading a text here from the 415. You know, some of these autographs are not legitimate. I was told most of them are done by the player's PR team. Man, their heart was
that's
in the
how
right
you're
place.
Gonna live your life. Go ahead. I'm that way sometimes.
Too. I believe Jose, and here's the kind I have a you know I have a lot of gifts, but one of the things I'm really good at is I know when people are lying. I know when they're saying something that they don't believe in, and Jose, I could tell that was legit.
Yeah, he passed
and,
my test.
You know, if you got a story like Jose, I'll be happy to kind of what's it called, screen it. And then I'll make the decision whether it actually happened or not, or whether somebody's telling a fib. You know what I'm saying?
You've been watching, well, you had a lot going on. Much summer league, like the classic?
No, how was it? I heard you were there, obviously.
Evan and I,
together?
Evan was in Diego. I'll just say this. Summer league is becoming a thing. And that was the classic. Summer league is starting where Dibs and Grandy and Willard I'll be in Vegas to cover it for a couple of days. But, Steiny, we got to give the NBA kudos. We always hear, you know, the NFL is king. Shout out Elvis. But the bottom line is summer league's the thing, and I can't wait to watch Cooper Flagg. So Cooper Flagg, real quick, he can't be the guy that we're talking about or gal that you didn't see coming because he's doing what LeBron did, and that's why we marvel at LeBron. He's on the opposite end of the spectrum. He was supposed to do it, and, Steiny, he did it and some. By becoming what he was supposed to be. And Cooper Flagg's got that pressure on him. The best American-born prospect since Durant?
What about LeBron?
Well, they said since Durant.
Oh, right, Durant. Durant? Oh, yeah, I guess Durant was after LeBron. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. You want to have a little fun today and we'll listen to a story or two about a pro athlete that actually got back to you via the mail, the U.S. mail.
510 says TikTok, there are all kind of videos where guys and gals do this, and then they open up the merch that the team or the player sends back. I would know.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And also, Goo, I'm going to need you to help me out on the other side and update me, because I've been a little out of it, on what's going on with Kuminga.
That'll be easy.
I can't believe there's – yeah, I'm looking forward to what's going on. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. That segment also brought to you by Cache Creek Casino Resort.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.